September 21st, 2015. Our Lady comes as refuge of holy love, but changes into protectress of the faith. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Today, dear children, I encourage you to always be faithful to the truth, no matter who opposes you. Already in the world, there is a schism between liberal and conservative beliefs in the political world and in church circles as well. The conservative forces are morally sound and abide in the truth. The liberals try to reinvent the truth to suit their own needs and self-indulgence. These schisms between good and evil will only expand as time moves forward and mankind carves a path away from the truth. The times approach when those who persevere in the truth will be labeled as the schismatics and those who pursue their own will outside of the truth. The liberals will masquerade as righteous. You must not be tricked by any title or authority or numbers of those who oppose the truth. Dear children, stand firm in unchangeable tradition. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 1, 13 through 14, chapter 3, 1 through 5, and chapter 4, 1 through 5. The synopsis: stand firm in the true faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. For in these last days are dangerous, evil times, in which men are more lovers of self, covetous, haughty, proud, disobedient, faithless, treacherous, and stubborn, loving pleasure more than God, having of piety, but disowning its power and grace. Thus, in the sight of God and Christ Jesus, preach the truth in its sacred tradition of faith, with patience in rebuking and reproving all those in error, for these are the times when they will not accept sound doctrines of the faith, but will take to themselves the false teachers turning away from the truth. Be watchful of these things, bearing with tribulations patiently, and working to fulfill the mission and ministry of holy love. Follow the pattern of the sound words which you have heard from me, in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard the truth that has been entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of stress, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, fierce, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding the form of religion but denying the power of it. Avoid such people. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, protectress of the faith.